Should schools set different goals for students of different races? Welcome this Friday, July the 12th, 2013, to the Biblical Worldview Podcast. I'm your host, Pastor Joseph Oster. If you've got questions or comments, or if you need to be saved, you can email us at biblicalworldview@rocketmail.com. You can also check us out on the web, www.bibleworldview.blogspot.com. Don't forget you can get the podcast on iTunes, Spreaker.com, Audioboo.fm, and you can get them on my personal Facebook page. Don't forget you can direct message me on Twitter, at Joseph Oster. Put an at symbol in front of my name, and that message will come directly to me. Hope you're enjoying the show. Well, God bless you, and thank you for joining us on this wonderful Friday. And usually it is a False Teacher Friday, but boy, the last couple of days, actually this week, episode 25 and 26 of the podcast have been blowing up. And I've had several requests to repost those on Facebook. And yes, those have to do with Common Core. What is Common Core? It's been a while since I podcasted about Common Core. And I'm having this idea that as time goes along, light is being shed on what Common Core is all about. I realize there are folks that are diehard Common Core people, and they're going to, whatever the government hands them down, whatever the boards of education hand down to them, they're going to buy it and buy into it hook, line, and sinker. I call them yes people. I'm sorry. I can't. If that describes you, I apologize. I'm sorry. I don't mean to offend you, but if that's you, you're a yes person. And, it just goes against everything in me to be a yes man. And because I think I'm intelligent enough to do my own research. And somebody asked me, where'd you get all this information? Folks, you get all this information online if you just go to studying. Now, you got to be careful where you get your information from. You're going to read a lot of proponents for Common Core. You're going to read a lot of them against it, and you have to cipher through both of them. But basically what I've done is I've gone to the actual I've actually gone to the government website for Common Core and read a lot of the standards, read a lot of the actual, I guess you'd say, I don't want to say law, I don't know if it's really a law, but I've read the standards, read a lot of the things, and what I am finding is that this is not good. And of course, I'm not going to go back over everything, because you can go back and catch episode 25 and 26 of the podcast. But one of the things that I have discovered over the last couple of days, and this is, I actually had a request. My wife told me someone requested, say, hey, when is he going to do another episode on Common Core? We need some more information. Well, folks, I want to challenge you to do the information and the research yourself. However, that doesn't mean I'm not going to share with you what I've discovered. And what I have discovered is that in many districts across this land, they are setting different goals and have different standards for students of different races. Now, folks, I want you to understand this. This is a little discussed facet of Obama's educational policy, and it's allowed some states to set lower achievement targets for minority students than for whites. Folks, I'm not kidding about this. Yes, I know I'm outraged just as you are, and it would be tough to find a slope that's more slippery than this one right here. And public schools across this land are setting different achievement expectations for students based on their race, ethnicity, economic, you know, where they stand economically, you know, what income level are their parents. And so we need to understand this, but what's happening in dozens of states that have received waivers from the U.S. Department of Education, allowing them to replace the some of the provisions of No Child Left Behind with more flexible accountability measures. The premise is that all students, regardless, you know, obviously the premise is that all students, no matter their ethnicity, socioeconomic, special education status, regardless of their race, that they would all be proficient in reading, writing, math by under this, you know, No Child Left Behind. Well, we know that's not that that cannot happen. And so they've been given this leeway because they're not meeting the standards, all right? And so what I thought was, well, if that's the case with the No Child Left Behind, then what is it with Common Core? Is this the same thing that's going on with Common Core? Well, I know that Florida, I'm actually reading part of an article here that I've gotten from the Tuscaloosa News. This is for Alabama, and I know Florida has done this as well. And to be honest with you, I cannot speak that Mississippi has done this. I don't know. It very well may be. What I have found about Common Core is this. I have found that there's been little information given to teachers and parents and students about Common Core. I am finding that they don't know anything about it. It's just like No Child Left Behind. They're given a set of standards and say, teach this or go teach this. Hey, this is how you're going to teach it. This is where you're going to teach it. This is when you're going to teach it. And if you don't like that, you can go get you another job. Well, folks, for me, I just go get me another job because I can't do it. I go get another one. Praise God. I shared within another podcast, praise God, he called me out of that into full-time ministry because I couldn't have done it. Excuse me. I couldn't have done it. But anyway, I'm finding that teachers are not being given anything about Common Core. There's nothing about it. Most of them are saying that this is something, you know, go back again. You want a lot of information, go back and look at go back and listen to episode 25 and 26 of the podcast, and you'll get a lot of this, you know, I guess it would be like prerequisites to this show. It gets a lot of information about Common Core, and you can read all this. This is all documented information. But I know that in Alabama, race-based standards for student achievement is I believe they've been adopted or about to be adopted. Alabama has this plan, 2020. And it sets a different standard for students in each of several subgroups: American Indian, Asian Pacific Islander, Black, English language learners, Hispanic, multi-race, poverty, special education, and white. Now listen to this. The race-based standards are part of Common Core. Folks, does that infuriate you? But that infuriates me. And so what we have is this with this grant from Race to the Top from the federal government with the help of Bill and Melinda Gates and their foundation that have spent billions of dollars on this Common Core. And the two things that are really, I mean, there's a whole bunch of things, but folks, this is outrageous. It's called Race to the Top. Well, folks, this isn't Race to the Top. This would really be Race to the Middle. And that's all this is. If you're lowering the standards for minority groups, what does that mean? Let's use some common sense. That means their scores get to come up. And they're not pushing for those that are intelligent and excellent to achieve even further and go further. They've dumbed it down so they come down. So, in other words, they want everybody to be in the middle. Everybody to be at the same intelligence level. Everybody to be at the same, you know what that is? That's everybody to have the same. What is it when everybody has the same income? Everybody wears the same thing. Socialism, folks. Socialism. I want to tell you that this Common Core is garbage. Now, I don't know exactly. I haven't put the puzzle pieces together yet for how this works. But from what I have read here is that the standards for part of the standards for Common Core were written based on race. And that infuriates me. You know, there's no way that these standards, which have these racial overtones, no way would they be accepted if there had been an opportunity for public debate. Parents don't have any idea that their elected state of education officials and state superintendent of education are forcing different standards on children based on their family income and race. Folks, isn't that discrimination? Doesn't that then imply that some students are not as smart as others depending on their genetic or economic backgrounds? Folks, this makes me furious. And what will end up happening is teachers will stop teaching those kids with the lower cut scores, and then they'll out of necessity teach to the top cut scores, and because of the teacher accountability. Common Core pressures teachers to teach to the test. It's no different than No Child Left Behind. No, it's no different. It's still this outcome-based, this test-based education platform where you're going to have to teach to the test. Now, I know there are some that will disagree with that, but I want to tell you, do your homework. Read it. Now, I want to tell you that opposition is growing to Common Core, and this infuriates me about this race-based standards. The Common Core system relies on testing students frequently, pre-test, post-test, test, yearly benchmark assessment test. And, you know, a lot of people have thought this is too much testing. Some think it's unrealistic to expect children to master the same material at exactly the same time. Folks, I'm telling you, all kids don't learn at the same level. One of the main objectives to No Child Left Behind standards is it takes years to develop tests that are accurately measure learning. But yet, listen to this, the Common Core standards were being adopted before any test had been developed, and the test will be used to prove proficiency before anyone knows whether or not the test even worked. The tests are also, according to the Common Core guidelines, supposed to be entirely electronic, which requires schools to buy and maintain large number of computers, which require a fast and consistent internet connection. Boy, that could be tough for rural schools. The tests also collect other information, and this is part of the data mining that I was talking about. They collect things like racial, economic, and other demographic information. Folks, listen to me. Listen, put the puzzle pieces together. If they weren't going to grade the test based on your race, your gender, or your economic status, why would they want that information? Folks, some people need to wake up and see the light. They collect information on each student's progress, health, including mental and emotional health. And we're going to speak to that in a minute. Learning disabilities. Folks, it's illegal for the government to collect this data because of HIPAA and FERPA. And I'll explain HIPAA and FERPA in a minute to you. Folks, I'm telling you, this Common Core thing is not good, and it's time for some folks to stand up against it. It's going to be time for some teachers to stand up against it. It's going to be time for some other people to stand up, parents to stand up against it. But with the remaining time we have, I want to talk about two of the aspects here, and two of the aspects that really, really get me and get me fired up. Number one is the educational testing portion, all right? And then the other is the data mining. The educational testing, according to the U.S. Department of Education, Common Core will authorize the use of testing instruments that will measure the attributes, dispositions, social skills, attitudes, intrapersonal resources of public school students under CCSS. In a nutshell, Common Core simply states that it will develop highly effective assessments that measure well almost everything. Folks, that, you know, get an idea of what this is. This is psychological testing. So your child in a public school is going to be psychologically tested. Folks, that doesn't scare you. First of all, aren't psychological tests highly, you got to be trained to give a psychological test. folks, you don't just do that off the cuff. And there's many psychological clinics that perform those comprehensive individual education evaluations, and they do measure attributes and dispositions and social skills and attitudes and interpersonal resources, and they utilize neurocognitive tests that measure informational process functioning of children, and who's gonna be able to give these tests? Who's gonna follow? These kind of tests are supposed to be extremely personal in nature. They're supposed to be private. People who give these tests and who are usually trained psychologists, folks, they have to abide by the HIPAA laws and the FERPA's Federal Education Reporting and Privacy Act. Basically, those records are sealed. Those records are private. They're like your personal health records. They're not meant for everybody. If these records somehow get into the hands of anyone besides the parents without written consent from the parents, their clinics would be shut down in a heartbeat. The person who given it would be, they'd lose their license. I've read where clinical psychologists in graduate level classrooms and clinical training sites have this pounded into them for years, getting their psychological degrees and from the American Psychological Association, and if you violate these laws, it would result in immediate dismissal. And so we need to understand here that under Common Core, Your children are going to be psychologically tested. Folks, I don't want my children psychologically tested unless there's a problem. They have no business with that information. Who gets this information? Common Core doesn't address what types of tests are utilized on our children, but that's where it's headed. Common Core doesn't say who develops these tests. It doesn't address the fact these tests have not yet been developed, and they're not available for public consumption or private review by clinical psychologists or researchers or psychometry professionals. It doesn't address if the soon to be completed test will be subjected to the same rigorous peer review process that all testing instruments are subjected to prior to being released to either mental health professionals for their use in the private sector, or it doesn't state if public school employees would be administering or interpreting the test. Or folks, there's a reason that school psychologists cannot practice outside their scope in school districts. There's a reason that psychologists have intense training with these things. And then it brings us lastly to the data mining, which is the privacy about this issue. And I've mentioned that in clinics, in private clinics, these clinics are subjected to multiple federal, state, and professional association regulations when it comes to protecting and releasing mental health records. But Common Core, the state standards, radically change this game. You see, before Common Core, public school districts were required to adhere to the same rules and regulations regarding private records. This HIPAA and FERPA tells the school districts how to store records, where to store the records, who to release them to. The Federal Education Records Protection Act, FERPA, is subjected to HIPAA requirements when it comes to protecting sensitive education records. And educational testing records are highly sensitive, and it only makes common sense that this practice of protecting these sensitive records, it goes on and continues. But if you read buried in all the fine print of the Common Core is a provision that allows participating school districts to ignore HIPAA, and the newly released FERPA laws grant school districts and states HIPAA privacy waivers. So Department of Health and Human Services Regulation Section 160.103 states in part, protected health information excludes individually identifiable health information in education records covered by the Family Education Rights and Privacy Act as amended 20 U.S.C. 1232G. In other words, the Department of Health and Human Services has just written an exclusion around these laws that protect your children's private education records. Common Core also states that this information may be distributed to, hit this, quote unquote, organizations conducting studies for or on behalf of educational agencies or institutions to develop, validate, or administer predictive testing. In summary, Common Core allows the following by law. It grants schools, districts a waiver from FERPA in terms of deleting identifying information on their records. It allows school districts to then give these identifiable records basically to anyone who they deem to have a viable interest in these records. In other words, your kids' private records can just be out there for anyone to see. These organizations are individuals chosen by the government to use this data to develop highly accurate predictive tests with no stated ethical procedures, guidelines, or institutional controls. I mean, what exactly are they trying to predict? And all of this without written parental consent. That we talked about this, the Comprehensive Statewide Longitudinal Data System. CSLDS, Comprehensive Statewide Longitudinal Data System, employed by Common Core, it will hold this sensitive data. Per DOE webpage, Department of Education webpage, states all states implement state longitudinal data systems that involve elements specified in the America Competes Act. I have looked and spent hours poring over this act to see if there were any further guidelines to federal state officials that pertain to privacy issues, and there were none. Folks, our children's data will be private. I mean, we Common Core, listen, Common Core, the proponents of Common Core, those who are just all on board, they say that our children's data will be private and protected by the national and state data systems that will shortly be implemented. Folks, listen, do you think I trust the government to keep my child's information secure? Hello, IRS fraud. Hello. Has anybody heard of all the scandals going on in Washington and the distrust and the lies? I have very little doubt that the computer systems employed by federal, state, and local districts that contain this information are state-of-the-art computer systems. Common Core doesn't specify who can have access to these records or for what specific purposes the sensitive data is going to be used. When it comes to addressing privacy policy, the privacy issues and policies, the Common Core contains abundant generalized legal speak. And so what organizations have access to this information? What type of predictive tests are currently being designed, and who's going to have access to the results and all this? Listen, I can tell you that I sum it all up. I can't go along with Common Core. I cannot do it. I will tell my children not to give out their information. If there's any test that they take on a computer, if there's any test that they take as written, that they ask for their race, they ask for their gender, they ask for their economic or whatever, I'm going to tell them they either don't need to take the test or don't need to fill that part of the test out. I'm not going to have them do. Folks, what else? It's like I said, what else do they need your race and gender and economic status for? What do they need all that for if they're not going to use that in grading the test? folks, this Common Core is garbage, and we need it out of our schools. It is a takeover of the education system. Folks, the same people that wrote the standards are the same people that are writing the tests, the same people that are going to write the textbooks, and folks, they're going to get rich off of all this stuff, and pretty soon we'll be forced to have an education system. It's pitiful. And so we need to understand something. We need to be speaking out against this. You need to get yourself informed. You need to be, go online, look it up, study it for yourself. If you're a teacher in the system and you are being forced to do this, you need to get educated about it before you begin to implement all this stuff. And you don't need to take this hook, line, and sinker and take what somebody above you has fed you, that it's a great system, that it's this. Folks, let me tell you something. Any principal, I don't know very many. I know a few, with the exception of the ones that I've worked for here recently in the past. I'm not going to call their names, but except for just a couple of them that I've worked for, I can tell you that every one of them are puppets. And their particular, and this is the Rankin County School District for sure, they're puppets. Most of them are puppets, and the county office is the puppet master. And you'll do what we say, when we say, how we say it, or else you can go find yourself another district to teach in. That's the way it works. I'm sharing the other day. I think one of the qualifications to be able to work at the county office up there is that you got to lose all common sense. I mean, you just got to become an idiot, and you got to lose all common sense, and you have to make everything as complicated as it possibly can be. Nothing can be simple anymore, because they think the more complicated it is, the smarter they are. Well, I'm going to tell you that's not the case. I believe in the KISS method. Let's keep it simple. We've had something that worked for decades and decades and centuries, and all of a sudden we've decided to change it all around. Let's get back to the basics. Folks, get educated, get in charge, get take charge, be active, be proactive. God bless you. That's all the time we have for today. Hey, let parents know. Post it on Facebook. Let's get involved. Let's get active. And maybe we can get this thing turned around in Mississippi and get some alternatives. Next week, I'm going to try to be sharing about Common Core and some alternatives that we could implement instead of having to use this garbage piece of education program. Folks, all this is No Child Left Behind repackaged in a different package with more intrusion. That's all it is. Well, God bless you. Take care of yourself this weekend. Have a wonderful time. Go to the house of the Lord and worship this week. Go worship on Sunday. Find a church and go worship this Sunday. And until the next time, you go serve your King.